Jesus is the Lord of all. Jesus is the Lord of all. Jesus is the Lord of all. We have been redeemed. Jesus is the Lord of all. Jesus, it's all about you, Lord. Jesus is the Lord. We have been redeemed. We have been redeemed. Jesus is the Lord of all. Jesus is the Lord of all. Jesus is the Lord of all. We have been redeemed. One more time. Jesus is the Lord of all. Jesus is the Lord of all. Jesus is the Lord of all. We have been redeemed. Joy. Joy, 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 joy. You got the joy of the Lord? Hallelujah. Open wide, all right? Let Him just fill your life. Hallelujah. Overflow you. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I like this mic. I can walk around here and good to see you, brother. Whoo! David danced before the Lord, it says, with all his might. What did he say? I'll be even more undignified than this. Do yourself a favor, right? We say, get over yourself. Hallelujah. Jesus deserves the glory. Amen. How many know that the Lord is delighted when we acknowledge his goodness? And by acknowledging his goodness, we're giving him thanks. Even the fruit of our lips. Last week we talked about that. Amen. That we should offer him continuously the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just praise you and thank you for the day you've given us. You've given life and breath to us, Lord. And in you we live and we move and we have our being. And all things are sustained by the word of your power, Lord. We know, Lord, without you, Lord, we don't even exist. But you're the author of life. And you're the sustainer of all things. So we look to you today, Lord. And we pray that we will have ears to hear your voice. Lord, make us a temple of praise. Lord, my body to be a temple of prayer, a temple of praise. For we are your temple. Hallelujah. And I pray, Lord, that you unite every one of us together in agreement, Lord, that our hearts will pursue you. Lord, we don't want to just learn about you. But we want to know you. And we ask you to reveal yourself to us by your Holy Spirit today. And through your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Not faith in my ability to be faithful. How many have discovered that's not always consistent? Amen. But faith in his faithfulness. We want to be faithful, right? Like he is. And when we grow up, we hope to be just like him. Amen. How many are still growing beside myself, right? So we put our faith in his faithfulness and who he is. And we derive our strength from him because from him all things flow, all blessings flow from him. All life comes out of him, amen. He's the source of all life. Hallelujah. He is the light of men. He is the one that will light up our darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know that Jesus has already defeated Satan? He's already defeated him. And so he has ascended back into heaven after the victorious day, amen, on the cross. And he rose again the third day, ascended to heaven. And then he sent his Holy Spirit upon the church. Amen. To enforce what he's already what? What he's already done. So our responsibility is to enforce what he's already done. The work has been done. It is finished. He is victorious. He's been exalted far above every principality and power. Amen. Given the name above all names. So that's who we represent. That's who we're called to represent. Hallelujah, Father. I thank you so much for your mercy, God. I thank you so much for your grace. Hallelujah. He has made me glad. You know, the Lord wants his people to rejoice. How many here wants your children to be happy? Do you think God wants us to be happy? I believe that. And happiness is the Lord. All right. You won't find happiness in religion, but you'll find happiness in him. Amen. The person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has been anointed with the oil of joy above all his brethren. Amen. So I believe Jesus is happy. Amen. He's joyful. But I also believe that the Lord grieves over the things that he sees. He's also broken over the lost. Amen. We want to be in a place where we're so united with him that we feel his heart, you know. I pray that way. Lord, give me your heart for the lost. Give me your heart for people. You know, grieve with those who grieve, but rejoice with those who rejoice. And you know you're getting close to God when you start to hate the things he hates. Amen. And love the things he loves. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, that we're really getting to know him. And you will have a healthy respect for him. Hallelujah. Well, Father, I just ask you today to open our understanding and open my eyes to see, to hear your voice, Lord. I pray that you would grant me utterance to speak today. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of the message today is As Kings and Priests. As kings and priests. Whenever Jesus preached, whenever he healed the sick, raised the dead, walked on water, calmed the sea with the word, fed the multitudes, he demonstrated the truth that God's kingdom had come to earth. They could not deny it. And everyone had once been following the Pharisees and the religious leaders. They were turning away from that and they were looking to life now. They had encountered life. They had dead religion. They had dead letter. They had the law, but the law could not save. And the law was perfect. The law was holy, but none could live up to its expectations. And the law was there as a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. It was there to reveal to us the fact that we are sinful and that we need God's mercy. We need his grace so that people will turn away from relying upon themselves to faith in Jesus alone. And it's in Christ alone that we place our trust. And we derive our strength for each day from him who is with us. And he dwells in those who believe. Amen. So you have everything available to you already that you need. Everything that you need that pertains to life and godliness. Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places is already available to you. And you receive it by faith in God's promise that he wants you to have it. You can't work for it. You receive it by faith. A gift. How many know that grace is the gift of God? It's freely given. Amen? And when we've been forgiven much, we love much. when we've known the mercy of God, the forgiveness of His grace, amen, then you love. You appreciate the Lord. You know what the Lord has done for you, how much He loves you. So when the Lord ascended on high, the Bible says He gave gifts unto men, right? And He's poured out His Holy Spirit. He's given His Holy Spirit to those who obey Him. And Christ's mission was to be continued by those who would follow after Him. Jesus told His disciples in John 20, verse 21, "Peace to you," as is after His resurrection, "as the Father has sent me, I also send you." As the Father has sent me, I also send you. Jesus wants us to reproduce. He wants us to bear fruit. He wants us to do the works that He did while He was here. That's why He gave us His Holy Spirit. So would you agree with me that there's room for us to grow in our faith and our confidence? That there's more that God wants to do, but He looks for someone who will believe Him for that to be accomplished. He looks for those who understand the importance of standing in the gap of praying on behalf of others. He looks for intercessors, someone who will believe Him to call in His kingdom, His reign here in the earth. Now, we know that Jesus is going to literally return someday, amen, and He's going to place His feet on the Mount of Olives. He's going to reign over all the earth from Jerusalem, but now is the time when God has commissioned us and anointed us and appointed us for such a time as this to be His representatives in the earth, to know the authority and the power that He has given to us and made available to us in Christ. And in the book of Revelation, John was addressing the seven churches located in the Roman province of Asia Minor, which would be modern-day Turkey. And in Revelation 1:4, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, "Grace to you and peace from Him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood," past tense, "and has made us kings and priests to His God and Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever." Amen. Why is Jesus the faithful witness? He's the faithful martyr, isn't He? Because He rose victorious from the grave. He is the firstborn from the dead. He's the ruler over the kings of the earth. And firstborn from the dead means that He is the first one to rise from the dead. Jesus is the one who holds the place of honor and preeminence among all those who are raised to eternal life from the dead. Jesus is also the ruler over all earthly kings, believe it or not. Jesus is the one who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. And Jesus has made us kings and priests to God the Father. How many believe today that you are a king and a priest? How many believe today that you are a king and a priest? Amen? So God's intention from the beginning was a family of sons and daughters. All right? Not just slaves, amen, that do whatever He tells them to do without question, but those who have a heart for the Father, who out of love and of appreciation for who He is and all He's done, those who would willingly want to serve, amen, their Father. This is God's heart, that we'd have a family of sons and daughters and to have a kingdom of priests and kings. So as God's priests, we represent His nature, His character. And as His holy priests, we offer spiritual sacrifices, right, to God. That is, we give Him our bodies, first of all. We present our bodies back to Him as living sacrifices. That means our possessions, our praises, and our service. We give back to God as a priesthood. And as kings, it means that we have been given dominion on the earth. Genesis 1:28, this is God's intent in the beginning. And then God blessed them. What? Male and female. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And that's why man can certainly make a mess of things on the earth if he disconnects from his Creator. Does not know the mind, the heart of his Creator. Amen. Man, apart from God, is dysfunctional. And that's why there's so much dysfunction in our world. Amen. And the wages of sin is what? It's death. So as little kings, we represent his kingdom, government on the earth. And so Jesus, of course, is the King of kings, right? And the Lord of lords. Capital K over small k. Somebody say amen. Amen. Right? Large L over small L. All right. And he is worthy of dominion over our lives, over the church, over the world, over the entire universe. He is Lord of all. Hallelujah. He is the head, and we are the body. Hallelujah. After Israel came out of Egypt, this is like the third month, they were at Sinai. God spoke to his people, saying in Exodus 19:4, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people. For all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. They shall be what? A kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Hallelujah. Now God promised Abraham in Genesis 12 that all the families of the earth would be blessed through him. And how is that possible? Well, through him would come the Messiah, would come Jesus. Amen? And so all the families of the earth will be blessed through Jesus. In Genesis 12:2, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you. How many know that this is an eternal word? And those who bless Israel, bless God. Those who curse will curse God, amen, and there will be consequences. And I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Israel would be the chosen people who were called to represent him, right, in the earth. However, they misunderstood the promise and made themselves the sole object of the promise rather than the conduit. Some in the church today have either not understood their purpose or have lost sight of their purpose. Question today is, are we allowing God's grace to flow through us like we should? I ask myself that. Am I allowing the grace of God to flow through me like I should? How many know that God wants to work through you and me? Amen. We represent him. So is he allowed? Are we giving him that permission? Because God will not force himself on you. He's looking for a yielded vessel, one who will cooperate with him and be willing to allow the Lord to use. All right. God wants to use us as vessels. So I want to, in the end of my days, when I see Jesus, I want to know that I have allowed God's grace to flow through my life as he intended. God is the source, is he not? But we are the dispensers of his grace. We don't want to be just a recipient of God's blessing, all right, but a dispenser of his blessings. See, that's what happened with Israel, as they received the blessings of God, but God blessed them to be a blessing, all right, and they were to represent him. So remember, in the new covenant, when we've been brought into Christ, we have now become spiritual Israel. Israel still has, amen, a purpose in the earth, national Israel. But we are Jew and Gentile brought together in one new man in Christ, and we are now spiritual Israel. Okay? So these promises that God gave to Abraham come upon us who believe today. All right? And that means that we are to be a blessing. God blessed Abraham for what reason? To be a blessing. You are a blessing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say it, and don't get upset with me, but you are God's gift to this world. Somebody say amen. You think you're God's gift to the world? Yes. Yes, thank you, I am. God blesses you to be a blessing. First Peter 2:5. Here it is, new covenant. Amen. In Christ, this is fulfilled. As living stones, we are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. He is the great high priest, and we are his priesthood in the new covenant. Amen. And we've also been given kingly authority. I want to talk about that a little bit more. We need to understand that as well. So we are the God's spiritual house in the new covenant, right? So his plan was to redeem people from the earth who would represent him in the earth and destroy the works of the devil. In 1 Peter 2:9, how many know this one? You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now this was what was given to Abraham and to his seed. How many know that Abraham preceded the law? Abraham was the father of the faithful. Abraham believed God and it was imputed to him as righteousness. Today we are declared righteous by faith in God alone. Amen. Faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So as priests, we are to represent the kingdom of God to the people and bring the people to God. We stand in a gap. We are to represent the kingdom of God to the people and bring the people to God. As kings, we have been given authority to command demons and sickness in Jesus' name. Oh, this is where it usually gets quieter. We are not only a priesthood, but we are also little kings. Because we represent the King of Kings. Mark 16:17, how many know this? And these signs will follow those who believe. This is how you know that you're really operating in faith. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Hmm. What is he talking about? They will take up serpents. Now, I'm not... I know there's some people that are really spiritual. They think they are. And they're literally picking up snakes. I don't recommend that. Amen. He's not talking about that. He's talking about giving you the authority over the enemy, over the power of the enemy. All right? So if you are a child of God today through the new birth in Christ and have received the Holy Spirit, then you are a king and priest unto God. Let me say it again. If you have been born again and you have received the Holy Spirit, amen, you become a child of God. And as a child of God, you have been given authority as a son to represent your father's interests. Amen. And then he said, you shall receive power, dunamis, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Amen. So we have authority and power. Amen. We receive authority as sons by virtue of the new birth. Amen. And then God empowers the vessel, all right, to step out in kingly anointing and begin to declare, amen, the kingdom of heaven is among you. Amen. And to begin to speak to demons and speak to disease. Hallelujah. When I started speaking to demons and disease and started exercising authority in Jesus' name, not my own authority, relying upon him, amen, then things started to change. Things started to happen. People started getting healed. People started getting delivered. Amen. And God wants us to step up us as his people and understand the authority we have as sons and daughters and begin to exercise that. And we do that by being faithful in whatever he's entrusted to us. All right. See, sometimes we're asking God for the big thing, but the question is, are we faithful with the little thing? What are we doing with what we have now and where we're at right now? Hallelujah. I remember when I was in youth ministry, starting out in my journey. I'd only been a Christian about a year. I already ended up with a youth group, and those poor kids. But I remember, you know, just learning early on about these things and saying, you know what? We got to be doers of the word. We got to quit just receiving all this information, come on, without practicing it. So I'm just like, you know what? I got to be an example, right, Gabe? We just got to be an example. We can't just tell people what to do. We got to get out there and do it too. So we started praying for people. I prayed for this one young lady. She came in, and in fact, we did it as a group. I said, "Come on, let's pray for her." And she came in on crutches and left without crutches. Praise God. Amen. God healed her knee and her ankle, one of them things. But we started to practice. And then things started to happen because the kids started in getting excited. Wow. God is real. Amen. He's not just some flannel graph Jesus, a historical Jesus, but He is with us. He's here today. He's among us. He can heal. How many got healed last week? Somebody receive a healing? Yeah. God's been healing people. Amen. But what happens is we take authority and we speak to it. Amen. And we command as we've been given kingly authority as children. Now listen, the enemy understands authority. All right? If you don't believe in your authority, he won't listen to you. Isn't that right? Yep. If a cop gets up there with his badge and he doesn't believe in that authority he has, nobody's going to respect him. But people will respect a cop who knows that they have authority and they can use it. All right? Not only do they have authority, but they have a means, amen, of delivery, if need be, the power to effect change if necessary. Amen? So we need the authority and the power of God. But we have to understand who we are, what God has said, not how I feel today, but what does God say to me? What does the Word say? He has made us what? Kings and priests unto our God and Father. Unto the Lord's Father. Amen. And which is our Father. Father God. So they started getting together. We started praying and having prayer meetings. And it was awesome when you see young people come together with a hunger for God. And it was a God thing. I give the Lord the glory and the credit for this. But they saw God work. And then all of a sudden they're getting together. Instead of fooling around, when they came in, they're like, let's pray. They want to draw near to God now. So one night we just started to pray. And the power of God fell in that room. And they started speaking in tongues. Imagine that. They started getting blasted in the Holy Spirit. The power of God fell in that place. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, things that were previously hidden began to manifest. You know what I'm talking about? The devil got real irritated. And a couple of them started manifesting. In fact, this one girl started manifesting. So we all converged on her and laid hands and commanded the demon to come out of her in Jesus' name. And that demon came out of her and went into another girl. No kidding. Because, see, she wasn't either saved or filled or living right. So then we went over to her and we prayed for her. And that spirit came out of her and went back to that first girl again. See, this is when it's real, amen, when this stuff is going on like that, and you're seeing it. And you're also like, Lord, help. What do we do with this one? So we prayed, amen, and then we had, right there, we had repentance, amen, and people getting right with God, amen, and allowing God to get things, put things in order in their lives, all right? And what a change in one of the girls that had the deliverance done on her, was so, if you will, drunk in the Holy Spirit that she couldn't, every time she'd open her mouth, she was just speaking in tongues and just completely lost in love, let's put it that way. It was a totally a Holy Spirit thing. So I'm thinking, okay, we got to take these kids home. I used to take a van and I used to drive them. So we're going to take these kids home now. And the whole time she says, and she's just having a great time. And so we just prayed because her parents were kind of very conservative and very, just tight. So so we dropped her off and she was fine and everything worked out well. But she said, you know, I feel God wants me to be in the ministry. That was her thing she said just before she got out of the van. So, well, we should expect these things. But guys, well, let me just say this, that I appreciate what the Lord is doing. Trust me, it's like I pray, Lord, we ask that you'd move today. Lord, we ask that you'd touch people's lives. And we want it to be transformed. We want to see people saved and healed and delivered. Amen. All the things that God does. But there's something else that has to be in place before we're going to see, I think, a greater measure of his glory, if you will. A greater manifestation of his spirit and power. And that is unity. When half are kind of like counting tiles and half are worshiping, that's not a good thing. We need to pull in and pull together to seek the Lord. How many know on the day of Pentecost, they weren't counting tiles? Amen. They were waiting on the Holy Spirit. They were seeking the Lord together in one accord, in one place, and suddenly. And I'm praying for a suddenly, amen, a greater glory to come. Hallelujah. Man, people need the Lord. People are bound, and they need liberty. And God calls us to partner with him, to start to step out now in the authority he's given us. Amen. And the power he's invested in us by his Holy Spirit to speak. He said, if you speak to the mountain, metaphorically, because I went out one day and spoke to Rainier and it didn't move. No. But he's saying, speak to that which stands in your way. Speak to the giant. And exercise the authority I've given you because I have overcome the world. He has the name above every name. Every demon, every devil is subject, amen, to Jesus Christ our Lord. And so he wants us to know who we are, our identity in the new creation, in the new covenant, as kings and priests, as representatives of his kingdom government, as those who have been sent, amen, into this world. With a message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen. A message of forgiveness of sins, hallelujah, and eternal life. And demonstrations of the spirit and of power. So it's not just an intellectual argument anymore. How many know that when the miracle happens, the argument's over? Come on. People want to debate theology for days, you know. How many know that Jesus is perfect theology? He is the Word made flesh. Amen. And now the Word is in us. Hallelujah. And we represent Him to the world. Praise God. In Luke 12:35, Jesus said this, "Be dressed for service. Keep your lamps burning. As though you were waiting for your master to return from the wedding feast. Then you will be ready to open the door and let him in the moment he arrives and knocks." He's saying, let your loins be girt about, right? Live in a state of readiness. The servants who are ready and waiting for his return will be rewarded. I tell you the truth, he himself will seat them, put on an apron and serve them as they sit and eat. He may come in the middle of the night or just before dawn. But whenever he comes, he will reward the servants who are ready. He's saying, we need to be about our Father's business. We need to be about his business. Every one of us needs to understand who we are, what our purpose is, and be bearing fruit for the glory of God. That's what Jesus said when he said, my Father's glorified when you bear much fruit. And we can't bear any fruit apart from Him. So we need to be people of His presence. We need to have a relationship. We need to be worshipers of God. Amen. We need to allow God to fill our vessels with His holy presence, His Holy Spirit. Amen. And that means I have to get past my self-confidence, and my self-consciousness, my self-confidence, and start putting my faith and my trust in God, who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think. God is almighty, all-powerful. He can do all things. There's room for every one of us, including myself here, to stretch and to grow. Amen? And what we've been assigned to do. But the world is dying. The people around us are dying without hope. And why is it that so many young people today are getting involved in the occult? Because of powerlessness so often in the churches. Come on. But when Jesus shows up on the scene, amen, and by the finger of God He casts out demons, hallelujah, you know a greater has come. And God has given us His Holy Spirit. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses. Amen. And one way we witness is not only by word only, because this gospel is not just a matter of a lot of talk. Amen. But is a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And we have to be plugging in to the Lord. Amen. Until we are endued with power from on high. So that it's not something you have to try to do. It's something you want to do. Because your heart changes. Oh. But I pray for unity. And I ask you, consider and examine yourself. Are you in the faith today? Where is your heart at? Where's your treasure? What's your desire? Is it to please the Lord, to live your life for God? Or is it just to get something? How many know that the Lord wants us to love Him? And you can love Him when you discover Him, because He is lovely. You can't love a God that's not lovely. But He's lovely, so we love Him. But He doesn't want us just to come to Him for stuff and needs. There's a time for that. He understands what you have need of. But He said, seek first. Matthew 6:33, what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness. Put Him first. Seek Him above everything else. And He said, I'll take care of your needs. I'll bring everything else into your life that you need. But make sure I'm your priority. Because I love you. And I want you to do life with me. James 1:22 says, but be doers of the word. And not hearers only. Deceiving yourself. Yeah. Can I ask everyone to bow your heads this morning? As I've been speaking this morning, I believe the Lord has been tugging on your heart. And He's calling you to a greater consecration. It means a commitment to Him. To surrender your life to Him. That you would live out the rest of your days for Him. He's calling you today to join Him in His mission in the earth. And He's looking for someone who's willing and who will make themselves available for Him to use. He will give His Holy Spirit to those who obey Him. And He'll use your life in ways you never thought were possible. See, this is not just a thing for pastors or leaders, church leaders. It's for all of God's people. We are His temple. We are ambassadors. We represent Him. We are kings and priests unto our God. So God wants you to make up your mind today. Choose this day who you'll serve. And right where you're at, you can just say, Lord, I give you my life. I surrender my life to you. I want to live for you. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me for my sins. And cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Lord, forgive me for my unfaithfulness. I want to be faithful. Jesus, I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit empower me, and raise me up, for your will to be done, is my prayer. In Jesus' name. Now the Lord wants you to worship. The Lord wants you to open your heart to Him. And the Lord wants you to give praise to Him. If you mean business today, I want you to lift your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to begin to give God praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Give God glory. Give Him thanks. If you don't know what else to say, start saying hallelujah. Because that means praise the Lord. And just keep saying hallelujah. 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 Glory to the Lamb of God. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, you are worthy of all glory and honor and power and praise. To you belongs the glory, Lord God. We give you the honor, Lord God, you deserve today. God, I pray that you, Lord God, would break every stronghold, that you will crush Satan in every heart and every life today. We take authority over you, Satan. We reject you in Jesus' name. We renounce you in Jesus' name. We command you to take your hands off God's people in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. Hallelujah. And Lord, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise. Hallelujah. And I declare with my mouth what I believe in my heart, that God has raised Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. And I declare today, let's say, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is
Lord of my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you confess Jesus before men, He confesses you before the Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not ashamed to let you know. I want this light in me to show. I'm not ashamed to speak the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Every knee will bow to Him. Every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. God gives you authority and He gives you His Spirit, His power. Amen. To go in His name, represent Him. Begin to practice. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We praise your name once again for your goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you all.